The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We've got Coldplay descending on Dublin tomorrow, and then, of course, an awful lot of attention on the Oasis reunion tour, and the tickets going on sale on Saturday, and they're going to be playing in Croke Park next year. Expectedly, the hotel prices have gone through the roof, as one would imagine. It is kind of par for the course at this stage, but it has reignited a call for a hotel tax or a version of a tourist tax to be imposed, so that it's not just private entities that benefit when these big events are on in cities in Ireland. Dermot Lacey is a Labour Party councillor on Dublin City Council, and he's with me now. Dermot, you're welcome to the show. Am I right? You've kind of been a long time campaigner for this.
Okay, well, I've been a long time campaigner for a better financing model for Dublin City Council. And a hotel tax is one of a range of measures that we believe should be introduced. The principal one that should be introduced, by the way, is government should pay rates on government properties. We have this appalling situation in Dublin where, you know, every shop, every commercial company has to pay rates on their premises to the local authority. But government absolves themselves of the duty to pay rates, which means Dublin City Council loses about 30 million a year firm rate. So the hotel tourist levy, call it what you will, is simply part of a reform of financing that we would like to see. It's a fair tax. You see, you quoted there yourself the Oasis and Coldplay concerts and the rate of the tickets. The hotels are putting up their prices. The tickets are going for phenomenal sales. We're talking about a €1 hotel tax on average across the city that people would pay. We're committed to putting that money into mutually beneficial areas so that Dubliners and tourists alike would benefit from it. We think it's fair and we think it's reasonable. It happens in most countries across the world and we think it should be introduced.
Michael Lennon is the general manager of the Westport Woods Hotel. Michael, do you think this might work?
I don't. I'm sorry to say it. I think hotels are already making a significant contribution both to the central exchequer funds and local authority taxes. And there's no grounds for any additional tax to be put on Irish consumers and particularly overseas visitors, because we're out there looking for as many as we can into the country. And we're already being hit with Dublin Airport, not alone with a cap. And starting putting taxes on hotels is going to hinder growth.
Now, it's a very modest fee, €1 kind of per room per night. So I doubt it'd break the bank.
We're contributing, I think, from exchequer funding, I think, over €2 billion a year. And last year we were hit with an increase of 50% in the VAT, and that's worth, I think, about €560 million. To Department of Finance, government coffers, and that money has to be shared around, and rightly so. But any other extra tax isn't fair on our businesses. And €1 a night will a room will contribute to a 100-bedroom hotel will be 700 a week, and multiply that by 52 if they're at maximum occupancy. No, they won't be at maximum occupancy.
But that's a big bill for the hotel, but I guess it would operate almost like the kind of the version of the tourist tax in other countries. But I'll go back to Dermot on that in a moment. But let's imagine it did. It's the tourist pays that €1 almost up front, as it were. So it's not really an extra cost on the hotel. It's a cost on the person using it.
It's a cost, and we want to be competitive. We want Ireland to grow its tourism business, sustainable tourism business. It's good for the whole of Ireland. Only 30% of tourism is money spent in Dublin, whereas every corner of the country benefits. And putting on an extra, as the government did this year, €560 million with their VAT increase, we can't afford it. You can see from a food and beverage perspective a reduction in sales because of this increase in tax. And we're being hit with other costs as well, whether it's rates and or payroll costs. They've all increased this year. And it's very difficult for restaurants and pubs in hotels and around the country restaurants particularly are closing. So we don't want this additional tax on the profitable area of our business that is helping us to survive and grow and keep people employed.
Dermot, Michael isn't the only one making this argument or similar versions of it, you know, about the increasing cost of doing business. And directly or indirectly, the City Council does make money off the back of that in terms of kind of central exchequer funding or access to it for certain programmes. You know, all of that VAT money and everything is going into that big black hole, for example.
Well, a couple of things, Kieran. First of all, I didn't hear all of Michael's comments because the line went down. But is Michael seriously saying that hotels that are charging maybe €220 a night to a guest will go into the black or go into the red because we charge suddenly 221? It's a nonsense. It would be about an average of €7 on a 1500 a week bill for somebody who's staying a week. Nobody is not going to stay in Dublin because of that €7 extra. The problem with things like VAT and so forth, they go into national central government funds. They don't go into the local authority. And Dublin City Council have been massively penalised by government over the last 20 years or so since rates were abolished in 1977 and then funding for Dublin City Council. But what Labour has said and what I've repeatedly said, and I hope may actually happen soon, is we've called for the establishment of a national forum on local government financing where all of the elements of local government financing right across the country can be looked at. Because I reckon that there's not one single person in Ireland, including the Secretary General of the Departments of Finance and Local Government, that understand how local government is financed. It's a bit from here, a bit from there, a bit from the Exchequer, a bit from ratepayers, a bit from the public, and it is a mess. And local government tries to survive by sort of picking up bits from each of the different pockets. So if we can have this national forum on local government financing, Ireland can agree on a system of financing local government right across the country. And if Kerry wants to have a local tourist tax, so be it. They get the hit in terms of politics, they get the benefits in terms of new services. And so far for Dublin, we're saying this should be a discretionary tax at the discretion of each local council to decide whether or not they wish to have it. And obviously, for example, in Dublin...
What about the fact, though, that Dermot, so many people, and I want to put that issue around the kind of the €1 bill and the €220 night to Michael in just a moment, but what about the reality that, you know, a lot of tourists will fly into Dublin Airport, they'll stay in a hotel in Dublin, and, you know, the nature of Ireland kind of being so small, they do day trips, they get on buses and they go on coach tours and they go to Glendalough and Kilkenny Castle, or they go on as far as the Cliffs of Moher on a single day trip. Quite how they manage it, I don't know, on a bus, but they do. None of those places will accrue the money off the back of the tourist tax in Dublin. You're saying, the fact that they're coming to Ireland to visit Glendalough and Kilkenny Castle and Wicklow Jail and the Cliffs of Moher, it's Dublin City Council who should get the money off the back of that tourist tax.
First of all, the tourist destinations will receive the income from those tourist destinations, and good.
As long as people sleep there for the night, is that it?
No, the tourist destinations would get the benefits from the payments into those tourist destinations, Cliffs of Moher and so forth around the country. But Dublin,
so sorry, you're saying you add that €1. You're saying add the €1 to kind of the visitor centre at the Cliffs of Moher
Absolutely not. The €1 is an overnight tax.
Okay.
Because there is a cost.
So how do the operators of the Cliffs of Moher or Clare County Council benefit then from this overnight tax when someone's on a day trip from Dublin?
Well, there's two things. First of all, obviously, you know, people who stay in Shannon and who travel around the country will be paying that tax if Clare County Council decides to have it in their own local area.
They will, but far more people will spend the night in Dublin and they do their day trips from there to other parts of the country.
And that's a fair point.
Dublin City Council then makes the money off the back of it.
Kieran, that is a fair point. But Dublin City Council has to supply the sewerage, the footpaths, the public lighting, the public parks, all of those things in the city for a much higher population. And Dublin City Council, as in terms of its population to government subvention, receives far less from government than any other county in the country. Dublin has to bear the costs of being the capital city without any resources, extra resources given to us by government. Dublin has to bear the cost of the non-paying government rates on government properties. That's why I say we need to have a national discussion on a national method of funding local government, okay, which reflects the respective needs of the different counties. And the Irish Hotel Federation can be part of that discussion.
Yeah, let me go back to Michael. Michael, kind of to paraphrase Dermot, the question he effectively put to you is, are you really suggesting that €1 on a €220 overnight bill is going to put anyone off staying in this country?
I don't think so, but what I would like to say to Dermot is already we're spending 23 cent in every euro spent in tourism at the moment. It's paid to the Exchequer and taxation. 23 cent in every euro. Do we want to put it up more? I don't know if we want to stay competitive. And the bottom line is tourists are already heavily taxed, and even more so with the 50% VAT increase last year. And I can see it in my bottom line. I can see it in my two best months, July and August. I can't increase the rates anymore, and every euro counts.
Michael Lennon, General Manager of the Westport Woods Hotel. Michael, thank you very much for joining us. Dermot Lacey, Labour Party Councillor as well on Dublin City Council.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.